It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, we're not afraid here on Declare Your Independence. With me, Ernest Hancock from BEA, Beautiful Studios of Freedoms, with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, where we got it going on. I mean, they're out there still doing all kinds of stuff, prepping for tax day coming up this Thursday. I'll be speaking, I'm keynote speaker at a tea party in Las Vegas. So they plan on having thousands of people there, radio ads and doing it all up. Yeehaw. I'm also told that J.D. Hayward's going to go. He's an ex-congressman from here running for U.S. Senate against McCain here. And J.D. and I go back, way back. And one of them, you know, whatever. You know, I get up, I do these tea parties, I speak with all these congressmen, so I'm the first thing out of my mouth. I'm not with any of these guys. I just want to, FYI, you're going to get it different. Just like when Dr. Paul comes in and brings down the house. Well, he brings it down in various different ways. I mean, you have some people on the other side, they cannot take another Romney loss to Ron Paul. It's not going to happen. The empire will not allow it, and they will do whatever they got to do, including lie. 439-438. So they can say, Mitt Romney won by one. Did he? Do you trust him? I've seen this stuff up close and personal. So have all these young people. They know how rigged this thing is. So they just go and they yell. And they scream. And in Iowa, I think they came in, you know, I don't know, what, over fourth, fifth, what, it didn't matter. We just screamed, "Yoo-hoo!" They say his name right. I mean, you know, it's just a game. And in this generation, they're not playing the game anymore. You have the We Are Change group out of Utah goes to the Tea Party Express up there. They hold a sign behind the speakers, you know, question 911 or whatever, and they freaked. I mean, the Tea Party guys, oh, heck no. We can't have that associated with, you know, take it down. You got to take it down. You don't got it down, got to take it down. They go, fine, so who's in charge? Who signed for this permit or here? Who's, you tell me, you show me the person in charge with authorization and agreement with the parks or whatever that you got, you know, ownership of this for rented something. You know, have that person come up to me or somebody representing you come up and do it, we're out of here. They couldn't find anybody. Nobody wanted to admit to it. Nobody wanted to, you know, who's on the name of the, oh my goodness, because there wasn't one. So they get a park ranger to come up. I've been asked that, you know, that you guys, you know, I can't make you, but I mean, nicely pinky, you know, my pinky's in the air, ask you all nice and sweet. Say, would you please run along? No. Okay, I'm done. There's nothing else they could do. They wanted to demonstrate what is really behind this. And the Tea Party Express people, did you really think that it was spontaneous with full logo buses and Sarah Palin doing just to get the attention and the media cooperating with kind of, it's all a game. And these young people know it. They know it. They live it. What do you think is going to happen as the years go on, as we get to 20, we haven't even had the 2010 election. They're already, you know, selecting who the nominee is going to be from the Republicans. And let me tell you, whoever it is, guess what they got to go up against? The Lovelution will not go away.
It's time to declare your independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443. And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence, where we're going over some inside look on what happened at the Southern Republican Leadership Conference. And I want to, you know, we're everywhere. And it's not just Freedom's Phoenix, it's all the people that we know. And these young people, man, they're like ants over a picnic. You know, it's all ours. We're everywhere. And just like ants at a picnic, they're uninvited by the people that created the picnic. But they try and sell it as, oh, yeah, it's an open picnic. Everybody come in. You know, it's people that want a picnic for freedom. Okay, we'll go. Well, no, not you guys. We didn't want you to come. So this is, you know, an educational process for a lot of people. And a lot of people have been woken up, not just from years and years of doing this like a lot of us, but that's created the backbone of what's happened. Then you have people that were involved in the revolution of the 08 presidential cycle, and they know. There's a lot of new people coming in going, yeah, this is not working now. Yeah, no, everything you see. Yeah, economy, yep. And I'm not, you know, I'm finishing getting my degree, going out, there's not going to be a job. Might as well stay in school. Now, there's not going to be, I'm going to learn how to do chickens. I'm going to go to New Hampshire. These young people are like, yeah, we're just going to, we can't get a job. Well, all right, we'll just opt out. We'll just sit over here for a little while. We'll go be politically active and live another couple of years on grandma's couch or something, or my friends, or what. I mean, it's totally different, an entirely new focus on what is and is not of value to them. I mean, think about it. If you are 5-10 years ago, even 5 years ago, you're graduating, man, it's I got to get a lease on my BMW. You know, I got MTV crib, man. I got to get me my pad and do what's up. You know, that's no longer their focus anymore. We'll get to that later. How about we deal with this freedom thing? It's all about the freedom thing. They understand it's a freedom thing. So, what do? They just go learn the truth. We know the truth. We know the truth. Well, I see it coming, so we're prepping for it. Behind the scenes on Freedom's Phoenix and for the radio show and our video and everything, there is an enormous amount of work that we've done over the last 5 years. But, you know, we started when a lot of these internet tools and everything were not available. Social networking, Facebook, what's that? I mean, we have been, you know, for a long time. Well, we got the infrastructure in. We're doing all kinds of good stuff, but we have to update. So I got, you know, spend lots of time and money, the boys back there, and we're near completion. And of course, they always say that. You know, it's like remodeling a house. Oh, one, 2 weeks. So we'll get it done. When we do, Freedom's Phoenix is going to explode across the planet. I mean, a lot of this work that we're doing, everything is just prepping for that. And I already know what's coming. Because my goal is, you know, I'd like to have a big impact on 2010, but there's more to it. You know, it's building a foundation for these guys to do whatever they want forever, you know, of course, including 2012. Because I don't have to have this big grandiose plan on what individuals should be doing. I just want to empower them to be able to do it. That's the secret. And that's what I've been doing for years. That's why we have the facility that we do. That's why I'm going around traveling every weekend all over the country saying, I'm here to serve you. I don't want you to do anything for me. I don't need you to go do what other than just let people know that we're here ready to rock and freaking roll, because the man doesn't even know how to deal with a freed mind. And once somebody learns the truth, how do you unlearn the truth? Wait a minute. Yeah, I knew the truth a second ago and it slipped my mind. That doesn't happen. Even if it's at a fundamental, just, you know, duh level, you know when somebody's, you know, slinging it. You know, the walls are dripping with it. I'm just like, oh, stop. So here we have Dr. Paul, and we'll go ahead and finish this out in segments. He's got like, 15 minutes left on this thing, 14 minutes. And he's talking to the Southern Republican Leadership Conference. Oh, man, this is definitely stacked, you know. So it's interesting that they invite. I mean, it would be very difficult for them not to invite him. I mean, imagine that. There would be so many. There would be even more Campaign for Liberty and Ron Paul supporters and, you know, libertarians and all this kind of stuff outside. Yeah, there'll be more people outside than inside. In fact, they did that. They learned their lesson in June of 07. It was like June 6th or something. In June of 07 in Iowa. Remember, they invited everybody, even made up people they invited, Republican presidential candidates nobody even heard of. And they have them come to Iowa for, you know, the Christian Coalition and tax anti-tax people, De La, whatever it was. And they go down there, and then Dr. Paul had a rally bigger than those next door. I was there. They're just marching in through the lobby to go into the other room, just totally dominating it. Ron Paul, Ron Paul. You think not every single person in there knew? Go ahead and exclude them. I dare you. I double dog triple dare you. Make our day. Because I know it'll happen, and so do they. But then they tried to play games with them at the event and keep them out. Well, they'd have a big giant thing in the hallway. Okay? You guys want to play? Let's play. Well, they decided not to play. Probably just better off make sure that Romney gets one more vote than Ron Paul at the end of the thing. We'll do that. You know, that would be easier to, I guess, survive. So now we're talking, he's going on the foreign policy. You got people in there trying to heckle and so on. And then they just drown him out with Ron Paul or whatever they're trying. Because let me tell you what this whole thing is about. I want to make this very clear. You want to know who's on what side? You ask a very simple question. What is your policy on foreign policy towards giving money to anybody, and certainly Israel? If you are not for taking taxpayer money and give it to other countries or other people in other countries, you know, well, they might be able to tolerate unless it includes Israel. Okay? Might as well become a 51st state because they're going to give them the money. And they're going to say, thank you for playing. I'll do whatever, because it gets funneled into whoever. Because think about it. You know, you give it to them. What do they do with the money? Where does it go? Who's riding high on this thing? You know, there's a new movie that's come out that, you know, has Michael Chertoff, that was head of Homeland Security. He has a dual citizenship with Israel, and it's all kinds of, let me go ahead and vet this. I'm looking it up. I'm, you know, watching it. I got it ready to go. I gotta do some examination of this so we can find out just how deep this thing goes. But we'll share it with you. You know, truth is truth. You know, that's how we roll. But I'm going, all right. Israel, that's one thing, spending money. What's the other thing? Military bases. If you are we going to pull the horns of the empire in or not? This is my big thing, even inside the Libertarian Party. I'll go, look, man, why you need to, were you negotiating for a position inside the machine? Seriously? This machine is going to implode on itself, and you want to have anything to do with it? What are you, stupid? Maybe some people are. So I am making it very clear, man, you know, heck no. I don't have nothing to do with this machine. Two questions. Are you for giving money to other countries, taxpayer money, giving it to someone else? Or are you also in support of the military-industrial New World Order empire of and bases everywhere? And then, you know, in this occupations and all this kind of stuff. If you're not for bringing the horns of the empire in and protect here, heck, go get on the border for all I care. You know, I mean, if you want to, you know, defend the law and defend the border, well, you go do it. Don't sit here talk about it. You know, it's just so, you know what young people see more than anything else I did? You know, hypocrisy. You think that doesn't blare? It's not a neon flashing sign going, hypocrisy, 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 every time they open their mouth. That's why they like Dr. Paul so much. That's why, you know, Jesse Ventura had him on CNN when he's guest hosting for Larry King this last Friday. And, you know, Ron Paul just, you know, go ahead, throw up the ball, fastball, softball, slow ball, whatever. Man, I'm going to hit it out of the park every single time. You think the people aren't seeing this? And Fox thinks with their, you know, a few million viewers that they're going to be able to change politics and direct everything in the debate and all that for 300 million people, for the world. For 6 billion people. And I'm like, okay, if you, all right, you can try. And the more you try, the stupider you look. So keep trying. don't care. All these guys got their own iPhones with streaming video. You can be as stupid as you want. Heck, I encourage it. Go be stupid. So then CNN starts bringing in Jesse Ventura. A lot of people don't know. He was gone for, at least 2-3 years because he had an MSNBC contract and he would not pull his opposition to the story on 9/11. So MSNBC said, well, you're not going to go on TV. That's fine. But I got a contract. You're paying me. So what did he do? He built a solar-powered house on the beach in Mexico, learned to surf and chilling. He's just like, that's all good. And he was telling me, you know, when he was visiting here one time, I was talking to him about it, and he called it, I don't know, Frogman Place in Spanish, whatever it is. He goes, he thought of naming it the house that MSNBC, La Casa de MSNBC built. Because they did. Well, he sat there, and he goes, yep, I'm just going to be quiet until it's time for me, and I don't have to be quiet anymore. Well, he's not being quiet anymore. But then, over at Fox, they round you up under Glenn Beck. And what did Glenn Beck do last week? What did he do? I'll tell you when you come back, Glenn Beck. Here we go.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, let's take a look. Just a little bitty tiny little peek behind the curtain. You know, why not? And who is going to reveal what's really happening? Well, I'll tell you, a good person, all we are. You know, we, me and you. Because we can. And we have the tools to do it. That's what Freedom's Phoenix is about. That's what this show is about. That's what this workshop is about. That's what you are about. You know, there's so many people that knew this was coming for decades. You know, most of them, you probably know them as libertarians. Hey, you know, why would somebody be involved in politics with a, you know, and they know, guaranteed. I mean, a lot of new people come in. Ooh, it's such a powerful idea. It's so right. It's so correct. Well, obviously we'll win. No, yeah, that's not how it rolls. No. You got to win what? Win the battle of minds. How many minds can you free? And the stupider and the dumber And the more deceitful these bad guys are, the more you learn. I'm all about learning. Learning's good. Well, let me tell you what we're learning. Glenn Beck has been doing this. Yeah, you know, I kind of, you know, whenever they criticize Ron Paul, conspiracy nut this. Oh, you just, they'd hammer on him. What happened? People turn on him. I mean, bam, bam, bam. And they go, yeah, that's not working. We'll do something else. So they embrace him. Yes, well, I kind of live. I remember when it happened. We were in New Hampshire. There was the time before Christmas and the time after Christmas. I remember this was the time before Christmas. We went there for a week and a half, and then after New Year's, we went for another week and a half in preparation for the New Hampshire primaries and such. How many signs can we do going to all these towns, passing out stuff, or rock and roll and whatnot, you know, for the message for Ron Paul. When we went and got fireworks, and they promised it was going to be quiet, and it wasn't. But we were on the lake, you know, and we're, you know, going to go do that. But first, you know, we're going to watch Glenn Beck have Ron Paul on. So this had to be like third week in December of 07. So we're in New Hampshire. We're all hunkered down. It's a snow blizzard like crazy. And we're in there watching TV. All right, go for it. We're all in there making signs, doing stuff and packets and everything we're doing. And here it goes. And Glenn Beck, he goes, oh, I just want to give you a big sloppy one. I mean, he said something like, I want to give you a wet kiss. You know, yeah, you sound music to my ears. So Glenn Beck started, you know, he was trying to, because, you know, what was he saying? You know, before he's talking, all the Ron Paulites are, you know, bad and evil and this. They tried that. It didn't work for him. That wasn't going over well. So this embracing from that moment on of Ron Paul, except for two things. It's always these main things. It's funding of Israel, and it is foreign policy in the to the tune of the foreign interventions, military bases, and there's some Muslim that wants to kill us. Okay? That is a constant. Anything else but that. Hell, they'll even fudge on the Federal Reserve thing a little bit, going, well, okay, maybe we could do something different or anything, but we got to have military-industrial complex, and part of that is funding Israel cuz. Okay? You can even talk about a funding, I guess, other people. Oh, we'll even bring the troops home from Korea or Germany, or, well, we'll even, you know, Japan can do it down there or whatever, but not Israel. Why? Well, all that oil's over there. And I'm going, you know, I did the math one time. We spent, right now, and that was like 4 years ago. Then we were spending $137 a barrel of oil over the cost of a barrel of oil just on the military there to have access to cheap oil. Not that cheap, is it? So what is that? Is that a subsidy to who? Texaco, Exxon, British Petroleum? You get the drift? It's all a lie. It's all a lie. It's a redistribution. Oh, and by the way, millions of people die because of it. With lies. I'm going to slap you. Man, you bet. Ooh. Because there's a reckoning for this. You know, there is always a reckoning. You know, be it from whatever, a reckoning. You know, there's a 13-year-old who saw a soldier come in and blow his mother's head off. And how big of a step you think it is for him to strap on a suicide pack? Seriously. You know, occupations is what causes this stuff. It's not an Islamic thing. It's an occupation thing. Okay. Don't believe me? There's all kinds of books. Ron Paul on his reading list had one, you know, Dying to Win. One book, and it goes on about how Sri Lanka and, you know, a lot of the most of the suicide bombers aren't even Muslim countries. Well, this is all a lie. Quit believing the lie. Where do you get your facts? How do you know? Where'd you get? Who told you? Oh, I saw it on Fox. It must be true. CNN, MSNBC. Did it ever cross your mind that they're all serving the exact same master, and you're helping? Are you helping? Are you getting the truth? Well, this next generation is, and they're not waiting on you. You know, I mean, are you a part of the revolution or you're not? Are you part of the truth seekers? You want to do it? Yep, you'll call in. Yeah, you want to talk about it? 800-313-9443. 313-9443. You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. Or I'll just go to more Ron Paul in this next long segment. We'll get to it.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 1-800-313-9443.
It just ain't the same. Always new change. New days are strange. Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering. As the youth are young, so ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurting, even crying. Practice what you preach,
but
you turn the other cheek.
Yeah, where's the love, y'all? You know, it's right here on Declare Your Independence. The love illusions right here, because that is what's going to save us. If you allow your heart to be filled with hate, you know, we had Thursday or Friday, they had where people that had transplants of their hearts start retain some of the memories of the donor. You know, I didn't even read it. I thought it was interesting, and I respected the guy that put it up. I'm sure it had some validity to it. But I go, you know, all of a sudden, does the heart really record some kind of emotions or memories or something like that? I'm going, wouldn't that be interesting? That made me think of that. But what happens is, do we have the heart? to understand what we need to do. Have love. I mean, not hate. You know, not use whatever rationalization that you got, an excuse to put 45s to people's head and extract their money to redistribute because you love them. You know, you're for peace. You're for justice and what used to be the American way. You know, is that what it is? You know, stealing from people to redistribute to other people in other countries? Or so you can go bomb the living crap out of them, kill millions of people? How many of third world country people have we killed in just this last, last decade? But I mean, you know, in the last 50, 60 years, you know, it's millions. And we wonder why, you know, people are mad at us, you know, or at least mad at our government. Now, this revolution is going to the planet saying, hey, man, yo, sup. You know, we're on the other side here. So what happened with Glenn Beck? Thursday, Friday, right before the Southern Republican Leadership Conference, Glenn Beck comes out, and we haven't even got to the 2010 election yet, okay? All this corralling of people, oh, yeah, a little chalkboard this and freedom that, I told you what was coming. It's just creating a suitcase of people. They have a handle. They had their, what was it, 9/12 thing that he did or something? I mean, whatever. He's going around. He got all these people together. Oh, I got you all in my court, and we're going to what? We're going to endorse Mitt Romney. You know, a lot of people saying, oh, it's a Mormon thing. You know, because Mitt and Glenn were Mormon. They're part of the same club, whatever. I say, yeah, it's a, you know, Christian right thing. It's an atheist thing. It's a, you know, this thing, that thing. What difference does it make? It's a thing. And you know what the thing is? Foreign policy. We're going to have the horns of the empire out there for whatever justification, reason you got, excuse de la, du jour is, or Israel. Here it comes. Here it freaking comes. And I knew what this was going to happen with Glenn Beck. It was all a psyop. Because what are they doing? Get you all gathered. Yeah, you know, I got fans. The fans are going to do it. You know, and one of the kids said, he was talking to one of the guys there, and he goes, if you're not for Glenn Beck, you're for Obama. I mean, I actually said, you know, these young kids, how do you think they respond to that? You think they're going to be berated with that? That's going to change their mind? It's going to, oh, okay, don't say that. I'll stop. If you're not for Glenn Beck, you're for Obama. This is the bullet points that they're doing. This is it. If you're not for Glenn Beck, if you're not for the Tea Party Express, if you're not for the Republican, blah, 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 if you're not, you're for Obama. And I'm going, do you seriously think these guys think that there's a difference? They see no difference up close and personal. And who better to explain it to them?
And of course, all smoking and drinking, which are very dangerous, very harmful to your health, there's good reasons, but those decisions are made by the individuals in a free society and not by the nanny state. It's gotten to the point now where they designate your diet, what kind of, how much fat you're allowed to have, and whether or not you're allowed to have salt, the whatever. Yes, those are problems. But why have we lost our confidence in ourselves that we can deal with this? Dangerous things for our children should be handled by the parents, just as education is. But we have a long way to go, and we're in a very, very difficult situation. And to me, the reason that we face the crisis we're in is because we are bankrupt, and nobody can come up with a solution. And everybody's arguing. The fact that so many people, considering themselves conservatives and considering themselves champions of limited government, aren't acting within the party system because they're frustrated and they want to see the credibility regained. And it will involve cutting spending, but you can't just pick and choose. You need to cut spending every place and get back to a balanced budget. Now, more specifically, why are we in the financial crisis? Is this something that just popped up? There's nobody to blame. Well, we have this commission up in Washington studying it. They have this whole commission, a bunch of guys on there, and then there's a bunch of witnesses come in. Not one single person that is a member of the commission and not one single witness endorses free market Austrian economics, and that's where you'll find the economic answers. The free market economists understand the business cycle, predicted the breakdown of Bretton Woods in 1971, predicted all the events since 1971, the destruction of the dollar. We've lost 97% of our dollar's value to gold since 1971, and we're rapidly moving into an inflationary stage. We're not over the financial bubble and the financial problem we have. It just started. What I believe will happen, I hope I'm absolutely wrong on this, but as time goes on, we are going to work our way into a situation that is going to combine the vicious downturn of the 1930s with the vicious upturn of prices and inflation of the 1970s. That will be very devastating, and that will indeed be a threat to all our liberties and institutions. Medicare and Medicaid are bankrupt. You can't save Medicare and Medicaid by creating another $1 trillion medical program. In the 1930s, they had a PCORA commission, a similar commission. They came up with the conclusion, the problem was is they followed the gold standard, which they did not, and they also didn't have enough regulations, which we already then had too many. So what did they do in the 30s? They got rid of the gold standard and piled on. That's when they introduced these SEC and all the other programs and prolonged the depression. That's exactly what we're doing. The conclusion of all this looks like it's going to be a lot more. Is to regulate the Federal Reserve System is what we need to regulate.
They're chanting, end the Fed. And a lot of people assume they not.
The beginning of the Tea Party movement came not too long ago, a year or two ago, when it was during the financial crisis and they knew about the TARP funds. The TARP funds were appropriated by Republicans and Democrats. The money was wasted, bailed out friends and hurt the enemies, the whole works. And nobody knew where the money was going. And this upset a lot of people, rightfully so. But then, when they found out that the Federal Reserve created $2 trillion out of thin air and passed it out to their friends, it got the attention of a lot of Americans. The Federal Reserve is more powerful than our president. It's a world currency. It can loan money to other central banks, other governments, international financial institution. Creating money out of thin air and making deals like that, it can be involved in foreign policy and who knows what. But I'll tell you what they can't control. They can time things over and think they're improving things and get some GDP numbers to come up. But they cannot protect the value of the dollar. That is what you need to watch, and that will be a consequence of excessive government. That is what destroys nations. That's what destroys republics. And it is indeed up to us as the party right now of limited government and preaches limited government. But you can't be for limited government halfway and reject it on the other way. The whole way has to be limited government. That's the only way we can regain our credibility. And that is what's necessary. What we do as a party will not suffice. And what we do as a party now and between November will make the difference. They have to believe that we believe in what we're saying. Yes, we can say it, but are we going to do it? That is why we have people drifting outside the party. And if you want the people back in, and if you want the young people of this country, you better look at these viewpoints. About 100 years ago or so, freedom was divided into two pieces, economic liberty and personal liberty. For no good reasons, the founders didn't believe that. personal civil liberties was the same as economic liberties. If you believe in civil liberties for personal choices, you ought to believe in economic choices as well. We need to put that back together. It makes sense. It makes sense to the young people that I talk to. Let me tell you, there's a revolution on the college campuses right now. And they're not looking for handouts. They are looking for their freedom so they can get a job and take care of themselves. The ultimate goal of all our political action should be to strive for liberty. That is what I'm dedicated to. I've been doing it for a lot of years. And there's a lot more interest right now, mainly because the country is in trouble. But our goal should be for seeking liberty. Now, why do we seek liberty? Well, the purpose of a free society is for we as individuals to be responsible for ourselves, to take care of ourselves financially, and take care of our families. But it's also there to seek excellence and virtue. That should be the ultimate goal of what we are as individuals. And if you have an authoritarian government, for whatever reason, if you only pick off a little bit of it and somebody else picks off a little bit, pretty soon it's a total authoritarian government. And that is what we're approaching. We don't have our privacy. We have intrusion on government in everything that we do. And if we allow the government to take over this role, which should be personal, if we allow the government to promote economic equality, which the liberal do-gooders want. Oh, yes, injustices, we got to take care of it, and we'll do it, and this is going to make the economy better, and everybody, it'll be fair and equal to everybody. Well, we know, everybody in this audience knows, socialism fails. It might make them equal, but they're going to all be equally poor. But the same argument can be made for those who will say, I am going to make you a better person by writing a whole lot of rules, and the only person you've endangered with by making mistakes is yourself. Governments can't do that. Governments can't protect you from yourself, and that's what we're trying to do. And I would say, give up on it. Why don't we look to the rules and regulations that we have been given? They've been written down. It was the best document ever written. It's just too bad we don't ever follow it. I have a lot of young people come to my office, and I'm delighted to see them because quite frequently the young people, it's not just the college students, it's high school students come in and they've gotten wind of the freedom philosophy. But you know what I love? Is they come in and the parents readily admit it. They said, and I'll ask them, I said, well, who discovered the freedom philosophy first? It's usually the 16 or the 17-year-old. And the parents then, they've made the parents listen to it, so that really pleases me. But also, when the young people come, I have a bit of a habit of passing out constitutions. And, you know, the Constitution is pretty thin. There's not a whole lot of words in there, and everybody in this room can read it. But I couldn't understand a lot of it. It was in a 2,000-page medical document. It only took one page for me to discover I didn't like it. but the Constitution is understandable. It's so great. The tragedy is that we don't follow it. But I hand the copy to the youngsters, and I say to you, I said, I know you'll read this, and I hope you do, because you're going to get a chance. A crisis is coming, and you're going to make a decision. Your generation will make a decision what the role of government ought to be. Should the role of government be there to protect your liberty, or should the role of government be there to run the economy, run your life, and police the world? And I said, the reason I give it to you is I haven't been able to get anybody around this place to read it.
And when we come back, we'll finish the last minute or so of this. I just want you to understand, this message is not just the young. You know, the older Americans have been looking for this too. They've just gotten, I don't know, lazy, waiting for somebody else to do it for them. The young know better, so they're just doing it. And they're bringing their energy to this, and they're telling their parents and grandparents, you know, this is having a big impact. I had written off. I'd even give speeches to where I would say, I don't know what we got to do. I mean, even as a young, when I was their young age going through this, I was like, what do we do? Wait for the elderly to die off? Is there something else that we can do? There's something else we're doing. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Hancock, how about truth, justice, what used to be the American way? And how do you do that? With in-your-face activism, hello, I'm here, I'm not going away, I'm here to stay, we're going to talk about it. Or are you just going to yell at me and whatever, and I'll hold a sign? That's all good, we're going to do something. Because here come the youth. Here come the youth. You know, there's older Americans that have been screaming this for a long time are starting to, you know, need the inspiration of the youth anyway. Paul Craig Roberts, he just said, I'm done. I'm bailing out, man. I'm going to stop writing. I'm tired. I'm old. I'm going to chill. Charles Goyette, I just talked to him during a couple breaks ago, and he said he talked to Paul Craig Roberts. We're going to try and get him to come out here, and we'll do a big woo-hoo. And he's like, I don't fly anymore. I'm not flying. And he's in Florida, so he's like, I'm not flying. You know, it's kind of his protest against TSA, anal probing. So he's like, no, I'm not doing it. But he may submit some video or something. We'll see if we can do something. You know, Charles Goyette and I and Adam Kokesh, maybe we can get Karen Johnson, Richard Mack together. We do a little mini summit. We'll have something that we can, a little 3-hour, 4-hour thing that we can just, just get the truth in there and inject what's really going on, because you're not getting it anywhere else. And we'll have an event and everybody come together and we'll get hundreds of people come. We're going, what up? Let Adam do his own little fundraising thing after, have a dinner, breakfast, squeeze his bicep and say, who you demand? Go take that hill. Go whip butt. Yeah, he's running for Congress in northern New Mexico, and I want to, just make sure he gets attention that, somebody does. Who? I mean, I need somebody, going whip butt, not afraid. Well, he's one of them. Well, how do we deal with, the people? Because if you looked at the Southern Republican Leadership Conference, you had the audience was broken up into thirds. You had the center, then over to stage right, and over to stage left. The stage left, as you're looking at the stage on your left over there, that whole third, that was all around Paul guys. Yeah, they kind of congregated over there. Then it was like a battle. Everybody was going back and forth. And then, of course, they're seated throughout, the thing. But you could tell that's where all the youngins went. Because I tell you what their big thing was, they wanted to make sure all the seats were filled, and they just, they're last before they let them in. But they're there, and they're not going away. The first Tea Party that I did here in Arizona, America's Prosperity put this on, all the congressmen, everything. I get up, I'm not with these guys. And I told them, I said, look, there's a revolution already started. Now, you guys think you're going to be able to ignore these guys away? Heck, that just makes them more mad. Okay, you guys want to play. You do this. Every time you do this, all you do is amp them up. You saw it for the past 2-3 years. Where have you been? You didn't notice? They did. They just don't know what to do. The only thing they can do is react with deceit and force and deception because they don't know any better. It's this Glenn Beck thing. All of a sudden, we haven't even got the 10 election yet. He's already endorsing Romney? Based on what? Of any of the stuff that you've been saying you support, he's in there where? His credibility is going to sink like a stone. You watch. We got the youth covered. I'm not so worried. I go and speak at these events and everything and woohoo. But, we had tens of thousands of DVDs donated to us for us to make the DVD packets that we get out to older Americans to let them know that we love them too. Just give them the information. We'll go out with the end of Ron Paul's speech here.
Now, I know a lot of people in here do a lot of thinking for themselves, but H.L. Mencken said the most dangerous man to government, and we are complaining about our government too big, is the man who thinks things out for himself or herself. And that is what really counts. And that's why a free society is so important, that you have this privilege in the access to the material. In the 50s, when I got interested in studying the freedom philosophy, I couldn't find the literature. It wasn't in my schools. It wasn't on the TV. It wasn't on the radio. It wasn't with the politicians. But if you could find some books, you could find Hayek and Mises and Rothbard and Austrian Economics and Foundation for Economic
Education. And freedomsphoenix.com and declare your independence. We'll see you tomorrow.